Cruising through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Our weekly Arizona State Parks giveaway. This is for passes good to any of the Arizona State Parks. You've got 35 to choose from. Text question, true. If you think this is true or false, if it's false, to 411-923. Tucson is a derivative from Ohotam Chuk-Son, meaning base of the Black Hill. It's a reference to the basalt-covered hill known as Centennial Peak. I think that's true. Text true to 411-923. If it's false, text false. We'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment, as long as you haven't won a promotional pass from Rosie on the House in the last 12 months, and if you're not a foster family.
What's that about?
Well, Mr. Bob Roshide here gave all foster families free passes to state parks. So they already have them.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
What a great
that's
idea.
That's a really good idea.
It's a second year of this program, and Michelle can certainly fill you in more of the details, but you know, it's 10,000 foster families in Arizona, and
wow.
We partnered with Child Safety DCS to you know, basically get in touch with these families and give them the opportunity to have an annual pass and take their foster family and their whole family out and just go out and enjoy state parks. And most of them, I think, it's the first time this has ever happened for them to actually get outside. So we're real excited about it.
Michelle, you said you've gotten some really good feedback, too. Everybody's excited about it?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of feedback from the foster families just saying thank you for this opportunity. And, you know, since foster families are throughout the state and parks are throughout the state, we wanted to make sure that they had the chance to take everybody out and just spend some time outdoors. I think it's something we take for granted that we can all just do and we've done with our families or we grew up doing. And just making sure that everyone has that opportunity just feels really good.
We've got a tradition in our family. Every summer we take a week and we go camping. And we have two rules. Never the same place twice. And never any place with any, what do you call it? Glamping.
No amenities. No
park. Right. So we just go and we kind of pick an area of the state and just go and start driving until we find what we like. And every year we're like, oh, okay, we got to pack for this. It takes a week to pack, 2 weeks to clean when we get back. We've got school and, you know, are we going to make it happen this year? But, man, the one thing they remember and talk about more than anything are those camping trips and to not have mm-hmm. those memories. You know, it wouldn't be the same. So
Yeah, and these passes are good for the whole year. So they can go again and again and again and try out, hopefully, every single park. We'd love that.
That's great that y'all are doing that for them. And you're also working on another project with Google on your trail system. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a really incredible GIS team. So they've been working really hard, too. GIS is
Thank you.
Something. Oh, now,
something.
See, now
it's
mapping geospatial something. I'm not sure. But what they've been doing is they started out going out to every trail in our parks and kind of getting the elevation gains and the terrain. And then they thought, well, this is something that other people want to know. So they worked with Google. They got this camera. It's a 45-pound pack. It rises a few feet at least above their head. It's this huge camera with 360-degree 15 lenses. And those guys have hiked 200 miles, and they've mapped every single trail in every single park. And now that information is going to be uploaded on Google Earth and Google Maps. So when you're planning your hike, you can take a look at exactly what you're going to see when you do that trail. So it's going to be really, really cool. And just the accomplishment of them being able to do that is just amazing.
It's the way we abuse our interns.
Did you say 200 miles?
I said 200 miles.
But we have more than that.
Those are the ones in the parks.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, they've been taking the GIS, excuse me, mapping information from trails throughout the state. But this Google program was just in our parks, every trail in our parks.
Is this the first of its kind in the country?
No. Some other cities are doing that. Grand Canyon worked with Google. I know that the city of Mesa worked with Google. And we wanted to be able to make sure that that was part of our information getting out to the public as well.
You can visit Arizona State Parks website. That's azstateparks.com to plan your trip. You all have a great app that you can download to help plan your trip as well. I've used it a number of times just looking for different things. You can select, what are you trying to do? Do you want to go hiking? Do you want to go boating? Do you want to go fishing? A great, great way to break down activities. And the mapping system, it would be hard to single out one favorite state park, I think, for especially for the director, who you've got to support all 35.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about ones that you can go visit and make a splash this summer as the temperatures heat up here at Rosie on the House.